Hey, welcome to the podcast. Just letting you know that there could be swearing and or graphic material. I don't know which ones. Listen at your own risk.
From day one, you fought for your life, and you blew everyone away.
Hello.
Hi, welcome back.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Jesse.
And we are
Changing the Chances.
Welcome. I hope this is not your first time listening.
I don't think it is. No. This far in. I mean, if you are a new listener, stop. Go back to one. Start from the beginning.
Can you imagine coming in right now? I feel like you'd be lost. I mean, not really. I mean, it's not like it's like a whole story, no, but
I mean, you're not going to
truly understand all the little things.
Yeah. Yeah. That fit some into little inside jokes and stuff, whatever, you know.
We have inside jokes.
I don't know, do we?
Maybe. I mean, I think we have one that you've like clung to for dear life.
What, silk like butter?
Silk like butter.
Silk like butter.
See, that's kind of an inside joke that you only know if you've listened to all the episodes and caught it.
Anyway. But anyway.
Unimportant. Yeah, we just thought we'd talk about Piper in school. You know, last week, we talked about our expectations about her. Yeah. And now she's actually gone back. So we can actually talk about how it's going. I mean, you know, it's still relatively early because it's only been a week and a half. Well, it's almost been 2 weeks, technically.
I feel like it's, for her, I feel like she's so glad to be back. So glad.
So glad. I mean, you can see it when you get home. Like, she's just...
I mean, last week, you could tell by the end of the week it was starting to catch up to her. But, like, this week, for sure, she's been just, like... alert and you I don't know, it's hard to describe, but yeah, like you can tell she's enjoyed her day.
Yeah because she's been busy and people have been with her. Yep. And she's done different things every day, probably, because I don't actually know what it looks
so
like.
So the video you sent me today at work,
yeah,
did her teacher send that to you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought it was pretty cool.
Yes, I did get a video from her special ed teacher, her SPED teacher is what they're called. And it's just Piper just cracking up, laughing, just having a good old time. So I guess they were playing a game called Shark Attack. And I don't actually know the details other than between me and Jesse, we think it's a game that you like...
You pull fish out of this shark's mouth, like his mouth is open, and you pull fish out of his mouth and it'll randomly like bite you.
Yeah.
Depending on, you know.
And it terrifies the children. So naturally, Piper thinks it's a hoot.
Because the kids are like, ah!
Yeah. Piper, the kids are like getting just nervous and scared and jumping. And she thinks it's the best thing ever.
Yep.
Which is funny because I talked to her teacher today when we were talking about that. And I said, you know, Jesse and I said we wish we could take her to a haunted house because she'd love it. And her teacher said, oh my gosh, I thought that today. And she's like, I told another teacher, I bet she would love a haunted house.
She really would, because she loves being scared. She loves that stuff.
I know. I don't know what it is, but
whatever. Some people do.
That's true.
You know, like some people legitimately enjoy being scared.
Yeah. Well.
And Piper, even if she jumps and looks like she's going to like crap her pants, she usually will start laughing within a few seconds afterwards. Because it's like... Like that was good.
Oh my goodness. So yeah, the first week went really well. You're right, I do think it kicked her butt, but for several reasons. Piper is currently in outpatient therapy, and the first 3 days of school she also had therapy each day. So if you can imagine, therapy in itself is a lot for her.
Oh yeah, because by Thursday you could tell she was just like ugh.
And there were two nights that she did not sleep.
No, she did not.
No. And we had a conversation, Jesse and I.
That you sure? You sure it wasn't you and Piper?
Well, I have conversations with her all the time.
I mean, I have conversations with her.
Yeah. No, it was with you, though.
Okay.
On why she wasn't sleeping. And maybe, I mean, just like any other person, if you're listening to this, you probably know. Sometimes you go to bed and either one, your body just won't fall asleep. Your brain is restless. Yeah. Or two, your brain's going 100 miles an hour and you can't shut it off.
I have that quite often. Yes.
So
I'm
yeah.
just like,
yeah.
Can I pull my brain out and stick it on the nightstand? Because
yeah, 100%.
I just so, want to go to sleep.
You know, we just don't know. Maybe
I told her, gosh, last week. I told her I was like, because I got to work. And I told your mom, I was like, you need to come over and have a word with your granddaughter. Because mm-hmm. she is not sleeping for shit.
Yeah.
And then I got home and I told her, I was like, I saw Gramps today. And I told her, come have a talk with you. And she just smiled, like her little crooked half Elvis smile. And it's like, I know you know.
She's like, and?
Yeah, right? Whatever.
Trust me, if I could tell my own brain to shut up, I would. What's the secret? Because I don't freaking know. Oh, I do have a trick to fall asleep, so. But it's not really super convenient. Like, you know, like people listen to sleep stories. I've never listened to a sleep story. I don't know what that is exactly. But yeah, if I put like on a meditation podcast, it's just like that nice.
I can do that.
Like that will put me to sleep.
Breathe in through your nose.
No, seriously.
Oh, yeah. No, seriously.
That'll put me to sleep
and
every time.
It has like that. Like meditation style music, and it's like, oh yeah, that'll put me out for sure. Man. Or even just a nice sound, like waves crashing, and
that won't always do it for me.
Yeah,
I wish.
But I like that stuff. I like sound boxes. And
no,
stuff.
I like the sound, but it's not distracting enough for my brain. If my brain is going 100 miles an hour, that sound alone won't distract my brain. That's why the other one works. If somebody's talking to me, but I don't actually have to like listen to the words,
yeah,
it'll put me to sleep. It's just different.
I get it.
Because I'm like focusing on their voice and their words, even though I'm not like
you
really
need
focusing.
To focus on
them. On
your breathing. Breathe in, breathe out.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I get it.
Yeah. So I mean, I wish I could.
What was the one that we used to do? We did for a little while, like before bed. I mean, you'd put it on your phone, and we just like. Lay there in bed and kind of like meditate. And
well, that's exactly what it was. It was Deepak Chopra and Oprah Winfrey. Hey. Yeah, they do a, like it's like a 30-day course or something.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy his courses. Yeah. I only did the free ones though because I'm cheap and
I enjoyed the one that we did.
Don't want to pay for it. But yeah. So, I mean, I wish I could figure out something like that for Piper. Because she listens to, like, crickets to sleep to.
Crickets and waves. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, she just, I don't know what it is. Anyways, yeah, her first week went phenomenal.
Or, you know, I mean, who's to say it's not part of, like, her CP and her increased muscle tone? Maybe her legs hurt. Maybe
oh, yeah. No, it totally could be that. That's the
you know
problem
I mean?
Is
like
I don't
restless
know.
Restless leg syndrome or oh, something.
That is
God, like, that's a
the
thing.
The worst.
Because there's days, like.
The worst. I don't think I have it, but I've experienced it, and it's terrible.
Well, even when, like, we first got together, and you were like, why are you always rubbing your legs together? Why are you always rubbing your feet together? And mm-hmm. it's like, I just feel like I have to. Like, it's weird, and...
I don't notice.
But then there's times where my feet are just so achy, like, I almost feel like I have to move them, like...
Maybe you do have it.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
But it sucks. That sucks. So mm-hmm. I can only imagine, you know.
Yeah.
Or who knows, because she can't tell us.
I know. That's the problem. Which really sucks. I don't know. And I am not the nicest person in the middle of the night when all I want to do is sleep.
I've heard you a couple times, like 2 in the morning. I'm just like, well.
You've heard me or you've heard her?
No, I've heard you.
Heard me what?
I am not. Doing this right now, you're going to sleep.
Oh yeah, no, that's 100% who I am at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
because I'm trying to not be angry, but I'm so exhausted, and she's probably exhausted, but I can't talk myself off the ledge because I'm too exhausted to do it.
And what sucks is sometimes I don't think she really can help it.
No, I don't think at all.
She just cannot help it. But no, there's
no agreed.
It is. Totally understandable, because I've heard you, and like there's been times I've been asleep and I'll be dreaming or something and I hear you and like I'll like wake up and it's like what the oh she's talking to Piper, she's not talking to me. What and like yes. I'm not doing this, it is too early.
We are not getting out of bed.
Yeah, I've heard you.
Yeah, no, that is a very good imitation of me. I sound just like that, actually. That's not even, no exaggeration or anything there. But yes, she's had a great first week. And so far, I love all of her teachers that I've met.
You've spoken very highly of them.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had a chance to meet them.
Her general ed teacher actually just reached out to me today just to touch base about me going into the classroom and talking with the kids.
Oh, yeah. About Piper. You mentioned that.
Mm-hmm. So I'm super excited to do that. She like wants me to bring pictures of when she was a baby, and I'm so excited.
Oh, man.
I know. I'm so excited and nervous because, you know, kids are
brutally honest.
I know. So
like they're going to ask you some shit, well, I'm sure.
And this is the thing. This is the thing that I'm struggling with because I have never, you know, really experienced a typical third grader. Kids are incredibly smart. I understand this. I am not in any way, shape, or form saying like they're only eight. They know nothing. This is the problem. I don't know the balance of like what words I can use and they'll understand or what parts I should dumb down. I don't mean it that way, but like to their,
what they're going to be capable of understanding.
Yes. Yeah. Because again, I know they're smart.
There's things that I'm like, you guys need to dumb this down for me. I know I'm a grown ass man, but like,
so I feel like that would be the thing I struggle with because I don't want to make it too simple, but I don't want to, you know,
Well, honestly, I mean, it's pretty straightforward, you know.
Yeah. Obviously she's not getting the whole spill.
She was born early. Bottom line, we don't know why.
Yeah.
Doctors don't know why. We don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
They just came early. And yeah. With that comes a lot of problems.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think I'm super excited and I'm nervous, but it's going to be great.
Gosh, man. I'm kind of jealous. I think it sounds fun.
Yeah. I'm super excited. So, hopefully we'll get that set up. You know, and her SPED teacher is amazing. I really like her because she will just text me if she wants to know something.
Oh, good.
So we have a good line of communication because I can just text her and she'll text me. And
you just talk over. So yeah, talk about you.
I have met.
Yeah, oh, where are you going?
She's gonna tap right out of that chair.
We got Piper this little chair. It's like a little mini hammock, and she likes to just kick her feet everywhere, and she's going to keep doing it and slide herself right out of this thing.
Okay. Chair didn't last. She's on the floor now. Because
I'm glad that you guys have that line of communication.
Yeah. And she's like, you know, not afraid to ask questions. So
yeah, no, it's been awesome. I think it's great.
And I have met two of her aides. I think there's four altogether, like in general.
Really?
Like not just specifically for her. I think in general there's four of them.
No. I'm like, I didn't know that the school would have that many. I know that that's a very difficult resource right now.
Yeah. So, yeah, one of them, I see her a lot, and she and Piper are like besties.
I know you said that they have just clicked.
Yeah, and she knows how to make Piper laugh.
Great.
Yeah.
Because honestly, if anybody understands this reference, we need a Kevin.
Oh, I would love a Kevin. Is his name Kevin?
Yes. The aide in Speechless?
Yeah.
Oh, no, his name's Kevin.
Is it?
Yes.
Are we sure it's Kevin?
Do I need to Google?
Yeah, would you? It would make me feel better.
Oh, it's Kenneth.
Ah, I'm like, it is not Kevin. Yes, a Kenneth. That feels Kenneth. Way better.
I thought it was Kevin. I'm sorry. But yes.
No, there were things I was going to say that why Kevin didn't feel right, but didn't think that was appropriate to say on the air.
Okay.
Anyway, so she has an aide that I've met several times, and they click, they're like best friends, and she knows how to get Piper to laugh and have a good time, and they play all the games, and I'm so excited, and I love it.
That's great.
Yeah.
I love to hear that.
And I met her speech therapist.
Because I don't.
She was awesome.
Get to interact as much like with her teachers and stuff as you do. So it is very nice to hear the reasonings on why she loves to be at school, why she likes to go. You know, she enjoys the connection with her aides and her teachers. Mm-hmm. And just seeing the video today that they sent you, like she's having fun at school. Yes. She is enjoying school. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
And I really am hoping, like, my goal for this year is for her to be able to finish the year. Like, that is my goal for this year, is for her to finish a school year.
No, agreed. 100%. Like, I can't even, it's, would be amazing. Would be freaking amazing. Yeah. So, you know, they're figuring out their routines and all this stuff. They are keeping her in the general classroom most of the day, which, you know, the kids love and she loves. And Jesse's tickling her. She is not laughing because she's agreeing with me, even though I wish she was. And so I guess at the end of the day, maybe not like end of the day, but in the afternoon, she goes into the SPED classroom. And all the kids that are in there, they do like a small like circle time and they sing songs.
Oh, God. I'm sure she just eats that right up.
Yep. Yep. That's what she said. We sing songs and we dance. And she just
heyday.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. That's right up Piper's alley. She loves music. She loves singing. Like when Hannah sings to her.
I know.
She just laughs.
She loves it so much.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Like, tone deaf as heck. Just nails on a chalkboard and Piper's there laughing.
She don't care.
No, she doesn't. I think that's why she loves it so much, is because Hannah's just belting it out. Like, whatever.
Having a good time. Yep. No shame in her game.
Oh, no. And Piper just loves it. She does. Best.
So, yeah, I still haven't met the principal.
Oh, yeah. You did mention that the old principal was moving on and that she was...
Like I said, I met her in passing. I had to say hi to her, but I didn't actually get to meet her. But, you know, I guess if everything else is working, then it doesn't really matter.
I mean, if we don't have to check her in the back parking lot behind the school.
God, that makes us sound like these, like, brutal human beings. We're not.
Yo, look, this is how it needs to be.
We're not those people.
No, we're not.
And first of all, it's never gotten there because I am so sweet that the second that I think about making a ruckus, everybody kind of just... True. Bows down, because nobody wants to deal with that. Because I'm so nice. If I'm not being nice, there's probably a reason. So I'm just talking about in school.
Oh. So then what's the issue here at home?
Well, because I live with you and it's been 17 years. You live with you for 17 years. Oh, you live with yourself for
I'm like
35 years.
Almost 36 years. Yeah, so. I get it.
So you get it. I get it. Okay. as long as we're on the same page.
You laugh at that too. You haven't dealt with it that long.
8 years. Shh. Good Lord. So yes, we continue. We hope that it continues to be awesome. And we'll just.
Yeah, because she's got her IEP in place, mm-hmm. and they're working at school with all that and everything. And, and everyone is on the same page with communication as far as working on that being the number one goal so that she can better communicate with the world around her.
Yes. So excited. So,
yeah. And she is. You can see it, how excited she is to be back at school, even though... We're only a week and a half in. You can see it.
So this week, actually, she was having a piece of medical equipment delivered, her gait trainer, which I did post on Instagram. So if anybody follows me there, you saw it. So I couldn't take her to school first thing in the morning. We had to wait for this thing to get to the house. She was so sad because we still got up at our normal time and we did all the things that we do. Because you got to keep her in the rhythm and
you got to keep the routine.
So, you know, Alexa goes off in the morning and plays the song and lets us know that we're almost there. And I pull the car around. It's a whole thing. She understands completely what's happening because we do it every morning. So when the movie ended, her feed stopped, the song played, and then I put on a different movie and we did not go anywhere. She was...
Wait,
so what? Sad.
What's going on? Like, here? Why aren't we going to school?
Excuse me. This is not what we do.
No, wait, what? No.
And I'm like, I know it's coming early. Like, we're just gonna be a little late to school. Like, we're only talking like half an hour late 45 minutes late to school. Not too much.
But so enough sad. To bum her out.
Oh my gosh. She was just miserable. And the second, of course, we pulled up to school, she was like flying out of her wheelchair.
If she
Deuces. Was not strapped in, she would. I don't.
Oh, I'm sure.
So, yes, you can just see it in her, how much she enjoys it and how much better her days are now that she gets to be away from me for 8 hours of them.
She needs to be around other kids and she needs to be in school. Like, she needs agreed. That.
Yeah.
We need that. You need that. Everybody needs that. Like, it's a thing.
Yeah.
You know, and not just to get a break from us, but like to legitimately have those interactions and connections with her peers.
Yeah, yeah.
She needs that.
Yeah. Agreed. I think it's good for everybody.
I think it is. And I also think it helps with her communication because as she gets older, she's only going to desire that communication for people to understand what she wants. Because you can see it right now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure if she could just grab you and headbutt you and just be like, this is what I want. Like,
100. I wish she could. I mean,
oh, man. Anything you want. Anything you want. That's, you just tell me.
Yeah. But
no, I do. I think everyone involved grows from Piper going to school. Agreed. Her, us, the kids that she goes to school with, her aides, her teachers, everyone.
Sweet little Hannah. She's so dang cute. So I told Hannah she had speech therapy. And Hannah always says, you know, Piper doesn't talk. I always tell her she does talk. She just doesn't talk like you do. Because, you know, technically, yes, Piper's not talking with like words, but she's still communicating. Piper
may be nonverbal, but she's still trying to communicate.
She's still communicating in other ways. So Hannah was asking. So we were trying to explain to her, like, sometimes, you know, they point at pictures. So Hannah always asks
the different ways that speech can be interpreted.
Yeah. So she always asks if Piper pointed at anything today.
She's so sweet because I think she truly deeply loves Piper.
And, you know, and now she's excited because she got to see her in her gait trainer and she got to see her walk. So.
But I also think that she gets jealous of Piper.
I mean, wouldn't you be jealous of Piper?
I am jealous of Piper. What are you talking about? No, it's, I 100% know that she gets happy for Piper, that she loves Piper.
Yeah.
But there's been times I've seen it where, like, you can tell.
It's like sibling jealousy.
That would be the best way to describe it. It's like that sibling rivalry, jealousy. Like, oh, I love you, but this is bullshit.
I feel like that's like the best way to put it.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's adorable. So, yeah, we hope that it continues to be well. And
yes.
I'm sure there'll be updates as things change because, you know, things are constantly changing around here.
The school year just started. So,
yeah.
I'm sure there will be, you know, events and things that come up and stuff throughout the school year that we can mention and talk about.
But yeah.
No, we just thought we would touch base and let everybody know because I'm sure most people are. You know, most people's kids are probably back in school.
But not all of them. I found that out today. There's still a school district that doesn't start till next week.
Really?
I'm like, oh my God. Like, why can't we all start at the same time?
I think that should be a thing. Like, no.
Yeah. So.
But anyway. I think that was really all we were going to cover today, right?
Yeah. We'll just talk about how happy we are and how happy she is and how awesome it is.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us. I think that's all we had, yeah.
I mean, you know, there's probably something in the back of my brain I wanted to say, but it's gone now. So, at least for now.
For now.
Don't worry, in a week I'll remember.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I do.
All right, guys. Thanks for dropping by. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you later.
Talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.